Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
That's a great deal.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Excuse me. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem is with us. And if you are looking at the news tonight, you will, I guess, by now notice that Hillary Clinton has beat Barack Obama 55-45% in Pennsylvania. And now the best friend of both candidates, very special evening, ladies and gentlemen, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Governor, how are you, sir?
Yes, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing excellent, man. Nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's good to hear you as well. What happened to Steckler?
Are you serious?
Yeah, you mean Whitman or Steckler? How far you want to go back?
Wasn't it Steckler, right?
Get your bringing together here!
Dougie, please.
Wow. He's still there. Oh, good. Okay, you guys are still doing the show. That's great.
Yes, he is. But Kerry Kasem's with us as well.
Hey, Kerry, how are you?
Hi, good, yeah.
Yeah, it's
good
the new
triplet
show in the evening.
Wow, she sounds so excited to speak to me. It's unbelievable. I'm bowled over by that. Thank you.
Hey, how are things going, buddy? I guess you're in the news lately, huh?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I just bought, a little house, a little 25-acre spread over there in Santa Barbara.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Trump change, $4.7 million, nothing to it, really.
Right. Now, you planning on moving up there?
Yeah, absolutely. Oprah's up there, and of course Michael Jackson is a good friend of mine. And I would totally have you come over. You can come over and maybe have steaks and drink some booze and stuff.
I'd love to do that.
Do you take your kids over there to play with Michael's kids?
Absolutely, yeah. Of course. I mean, I'm not afraid of that. He knows if he gets out of line, I would totally, beat the crap out of him and step all over his face or whatever. I mean,
maybe you can take your daughter on over to Neverland.
Yeah. Or take care of the ticket I got today. Hey, all right, Arnold Schwarzenegger's with us, the governor of the state of California. Yeah. He checks in every once in a while. And what do you think about the big Hillary win tonight in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it's totally disgusting. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, let me tell you something. I mean, this woman with the legs, like the marble columns. I mean, she's got the giant legs. You ever looked at her legs, Tim? I know that you studied them. Huge, thick, white, chunky legs. We don't want that in the White House. It's disgusting. It makes me vomit. I leave buckets next to all the different chairs in the living room when I watch this news footage because I totally vomit.
Wow.
Oh, hold on.
Look at you. All right.
Jesus.
All right, folks, if you want to talk to Arnold Schwarzenegger, he is with us tonight. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, you're supposed to be on this last night, and your people said that you got your schedules crossed up, and you would check in with us tonight. And then you got word that we were pissed. We weren't pissed off at all.
Yeah, no. Listen, I don't know what's going on over there on your end, but from what I understood, Tim, can I call you Tim?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Is it you? Had something you're upset about, something I said about Earth Day or something in reference to, we should get rid of all the UGG boots and that will conserve energy. And I guess you wear them and you took offense at it. And,
That's not true, dude.
You like the UGG boots and you wore, and they look terrible. Why would you wear them in the suntime? It's for the winter.
Dude. Well, maybe he's talking about me, Tim. Because I wear the UGG boots every single day and I did used to wear the same pair of jeans every single day.
Right.
And I wouldn't bathe.
What's the matter with you? What are you wearing boots for? It's not snow on the ground. It's disgusting. I hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Folks, if you want to see Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of the reasons he's calling is to promote his appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Exactly.
And that'll be on Thursday, the day after tomorrow. Arnold Schwarzenegger with Mary Lou Henner. Look at you.
Yeah,
big show. Huge show. I know a lot of people will be tuning in for Mary Lou and... very current and very exciting, but I will also be on there too. So I try to be humble. Yeah.
I heard you were talking to Hummer, and you really wanted them to create a hybrid for you. Is that true?
Yes, it's totally. The hybrid situation is still in development. What they would like to do is put the gas in there, but also half of it would be Wernesgrüner, which is my favorite brew. And I could just import that and totally pour the Wernesgrüner in there, and it will drive off the brew. Exactly.
All right, Arnold, I hate to do this to you, but can we put you on hold?
They're fine. I don't give a crap.
All right. Hold on one second. Hey, Randy, please pick that up because I know that once we do put the governor on hold, sometimes he does get pissed off and then we lose him. But if we got to take a small commercial break here, we'll come back with the governor of the state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get your calls in. He can only stay for a little bit here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem is with us. Arnold Schwarzenegger's on the phone, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Just let me go. Listen and understand. That Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead.
When the sun goes down, Tim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner. It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups. This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed. Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and to get your mind ready for the workout. Now listen to this music and begin moving in halftime. Stretch all limbs briefly and get ready to do 10 knee bends with me. I call them squats, and they're excellent for getting the blood moving.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem is with us, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is with us and probably pissed off as hell that we're playing that audio.
So here we go. Up, down, up, down. Come on. Up, feel it. That's it. Yeah, come on. Up, down. What's the matter with you? I'm sitting here. You're playing this crap. You put me on hold. I'm trying to talk about the Ugg boots. I can't take it anymore.
All right. Arnold, please. Let's take some calls here. How about Cameron in L.A.? You're on 97.1 Free FM with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold, how are you?
Good. How are you, Cameron? Nice to talk to you.
Good. I'm proposing a plan. How about we terminate all of the teachers in California? That way we can put 120 students per classroom. And we can take the rest and send them off to Michael Jackson's house and save all this money.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah,
all right.
I know this guy. I think he used to write for Craig Kilborn, right?
Yes, he did. Head writer. Hey, but what's the deal? He says you hate all the teachers in California. Is there any truth to that?
No.
Just
listen,
some of them?
No, it's not a big deal. Recently, you know, I made it's only $1 billion. It went from $11 billion to $10 billion. It's only $1 billion. It's not like, you know, $2 billion. I mean, relax. You got to make cuts somewhere. Everybody calm down and relax. Stop it.
Stop whining. David in Riverside, you're on with the governor.
Right. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, Arnold.
Yeah, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. What do you want to talk about? Quickly, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, how much longer are you? I mean, I'm sure you want to carry it out as long
quickly,
as you'd like
quickly.
To.
Quickly.
How much longer would you like to be in the office for?
Come on. So what is your question?
I think you wanted to know how long you're going to be governor for.
Yeah, well, I mean, do the math, stupid. When was the last election? Anybody know?
About two years ago.
Yeah, so there's two more years or something like that. I'm a little drunk right now, so I'm sorry I cannot think straight, but... Two more years.
All right, excellent.
Are those women in the background? I hear women. I don't know if that's Maria or not.
No, Maria is watching exercise tape. Right, Maria? Nod your head. You're watching an exercise tape. Yeah, that's Maria. Yeah. She's got implants, apparently.
All right, Alex in Los Angeles. You're on with the governor of the state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, Arnold.
How are you?
I'm good. You think you're going to be president this year?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, not this year, but coming up.
Yeah, 2 years. There's two more years of the governor thing, and then there's a couple of movies, and then I will totally become the president of the world or whatever.
Wow,
the
Freudian slip
the
there.
The Führer.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, no, that's not what I said. I did not say that.
Right.
No.
All right, let's talk to him. I heard that you set up in the governor's mansion, not the governor's mansion, but in the Capitol, that there's no smoking allowed, but you set up a smoker's tent right outside?
Well, sure. sure. I mean, you notice that you've been, it's for cigar night. And we have cigar night every other Friday, and you're welcome to come and bring your family. We have little stogies for the kids, and they're flavored with different fruits and all that.
Perfect.
And even in a case, Carrie, whatever, babe, I don't give a, who are you?
Carrie Casey.
Yeah, Carrie Casey. I heard you were going to put your kids on the cover of Cigar Aficionado with the small cigars you created.
Exactly. We've done the photo shoot, and one of my son, I put a little fake mustache on him.
Perfect.
To make him more manly. Even my daughter as well. So we're all big stogie fans.
And,
exactly.
And in the article, I know there was a couple previews that you said that you've taught them not to inhale. Right?
No, that's not true. No.
Hey, how did this happen when you were a governor that a law was passed where you can't smoke in the car anymore if you got kids in the car? What's going on with that?
I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't approve half of these laws. What it is I will show up totally inebriated or something after a party or a cigar night.
Right.
And they will say, here, quick, just start writing. Don't worry about it. You know, and now I'm in hot water with the gays, which, you know, we're going to rule on that in June. And I've decided, you know, they're cute. Why not? Let them get married. I don't care.
Oh, I see. So you're all for that.
Absolutely. Huh? I love the gays. I mean, they dress nice. They've got good, they can cook really well. I mean, they're great people. I love them.
Can't you veto, put the kibosh on the smoking law?
Sure. You know what?
Please.
Hold on. Let me do this. Janice! Give me the paperwork, the kibosh on the smoking in the car and all that. You Carrie Kasem. Yeah, I don't know who she is, but she's hot. Yeah.
Hey, I got a ticket today from LAPD. Can you help me out here?
What, you got a ticket? Hold on a second. Janet, stop that. Listen, for Tim Conway Jr., not his dad, for the junior, the ticket problem. Yeah, and also... Get the Carrie Kasem's number and measurements.
Excellent.
She sounds hot. Yeah.
All right, folks. I got to tell you, if you thought this was the governor of the state of California, it's not.
I know.
It is a good friend of ours, Josh Thompson. Nice to hear your voice again, buddy.
If you thought that was the governor of California, you've got some problems.
You know what? I'm going to show Tim.
I think a lot of people did.
Tim, I just got a text saying, "Is that the governor?" And no jokes. I'm going to show you this text so you believe me. Read that.
Let's see here.
All right, no
this
joke.
Is, Carrie's
I got a text.
Phone.
Yeah.
Is that Arnold or am I naive?
Yeah, the guy thinks
think
it's
you're naive.
You. Yeah.
But yeah, this is Josh Thompson.
That's
you can
funny.
Check him out at fakearnold.com.
That's
you can
correct.
Also see him with Craig Ferguson. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm on there doing Fake Arnold and also De Niro and Stallone, some of my other characters as
Look
well.
Look at you, man.
Fighting in the UFC.
That's right.
You know, there's a fighter named Josh Thompson.
Is that right?
I know. You're right. That's why I changed my name to Josh Robert Thompson.
Oh, there
you go. So people
did
not confuse me with that.
Oh, good.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
And that sounds like a serial killer.
Yeah.
All right. Josh Robert Thompson, man. But check him out at fakearnold.com. That's fakearnold.com. And, you know, he's the best, man. Hey, thanks for checking in with us, Arnold.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man.
All right.
Good talking to you.
All right.
Okay. See you.
All right. Thanks,
Bye.
Josh.
Talk to you.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, there he goes, everybody. FakeArnold.com. He's the best, man. Josh Thompson.
He's really good.
Yeah.
And you were telling me during the break, he's faked out news channels.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
been on
Fox News, CBS News, NBC, The Morning Show, Today Show, Good
Does he
Morning
have somebody
America.
Call for him, and then he puts himself, or he calls
He just
himself?
Calls by himself, and then he says, hey, I have the governor of the state of California, and they ask a few questions. He knows all the answers, and they put him on.
Wow.
He's got all the video, too, so check out FakeArnold.com. All right, we come back, folks. The baby whisperer is going to be with us, and she's a very interesting lady, and she can tell you what your child is saying and thinking even before they speak. So if you got a new kid in the house, or if you are a new kid listening right now.
What about a new
kid? Let's say you're listening right now and you're only 3 weeks old.
Kitten, does she do dogs or cats?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. I hope not. It'd be too weird. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's with us. The baby whisper is coming up. Yeah, we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
We will do 20 repetitions, 10 on each side. Right hand first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep twisting all the way. 11, 12, 13, 14. More energy. Come on. 17, 18, 19, 20. Very good. Now you've completed the warm-up program, and now your body is ready for the major pump.
I'm trying to talk about the Ugg boots. I can't take it anymore.
All right.
Ah!